May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and area dermatologists are teaching the ABCs of melanoma. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. According to the American Cancer Society, melanoma arises from the uncontrolled replication of cells responsible for skin pigment, transforming them into cancerous cells. Aspirus dermatologist Patrick Keough says melanoma doesn't discriminate, but it poses a higher risk to individuals with lighter or less pigmented skin. He says the most avoidable risk factor is ultraviolet light exposure, and with summer right around the corner, he recommends a sunscreen of at least SPF 30 reapplied regularly, along with sun protective clothing. As for the treatment, early detection is key. That means monitoring moles and other skin marks, and it's where the alphabet guide comes in. A stands for asymmetry, looking for when two halves of a mole don't match. B for border, an uneven, fuzzy, or notched circumference. C for color, the presence of multiple or unusual shades or hues. And D stands for diameter and moles larger than a pencil eraser. Finally, E stands for evolution, meaning any change in appearance over time. If you do detect any of these signs, Keough recommends speaking with your provider and scheduling an appointment with a dermatologist. A challenger has entered the race to serve the Northwoods in Madison. On Monday, Elizabeth McCrank announced her candidacy for the 35th Assembly District, which includes Lincoln and Langlaig counties, as well as portions of Marathon, Oconto, Oneida, and Shawano counties. McCrank currently serves as Lincoln County Board Supervisor in the 3rd District. In her announcement, McCrank expressed a focus on rural population decline, school and library support, comprehensive care needs of the youngest and oldest in our communities, climate for entrepreneurs, and people's rights to make health care decisions for themselves. McCrank says we need leaders who believe that government is not just of the people and by the people, but for the people. 35th Assembly District is currently held by Republican Calvin Callahan, who previously announced his bid for a 3rd term. Any potential primary would be held in August, the general election in November. A Lincoln County man was arrested for allegedly biting a child. According to the Lincoln County Sheriff's report, they began that investigation after a notification from Children's Hospital of Milwaukee. Staff reported a 3-year-old child was brought to the hospital with bite marks on his upper arm and forearm. Pictures provided to the investigating deputy showed injuries consistent with bite marks. According to the report, when deputies went to the suspect's place of employment for questioning, the 25-year-old Merrill man elected not to speak with deputies without a lawyer present. He was taken into custody and brought to the Lincoln County Jail. Man's name and potential charges weren't immediately released. Oftentimes, law enforcement agencies will announce their patrol plans in an effort for voluntary compliance. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office has done just that as it relates to the popular Lake Nokomis boat landing at County Road N. Via social media, the Sheriff's Office says they'll be actively patrolling the area. The post reads, if your vehicle is a hazard or is parked in a no parking zone, you could receive a citation and or have your vehicle or boat trailer towed. They included a photo of an SUV, an empty boat trailer, parked on the shoulder of that road right in front of a no parking anytime sign. The Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services has been investing in programs to help train future firefighters. North Central Technical College is one of the latest recipients in a partnership with local high schools. The funding is part of the Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program, with a goal of boosting recruitment in fire departments by introducing the career to students. Around the state, $75,000 was awarded in this cycle. NTC's share of $25,000 will go towards their Youth Firefighter Academy. It'll help train 6 high school students for level 1 firefighter certification, prepare them for emergency medical responder certification. Shane Heilman is director of the program. He says with the support of this grant, we can continue building partnerships with local fire and EMS agencies and local high schools that address this urgent need and ensure local departments are equipped. Each year, the Friends of Council Grounds put in many hours ensuring people continue to enjoy the state park located right here in Lincoln County. This spring and summer, they're recruiting volunteers to participate in 4 Friend for a Day volunteer events. After kicking off those efforts with a trail cleanup last month in coordination with Earth Day, they'll be back again this coming weekend for another volunteer effort. This time, they'll be focusing on the beach area, and organizers noted that individuals, families, clubs, even a business are welcome to lend a helping hand. You don't have to be a Friends member to participate, and there's no commitment to join. They'll be meeting at the park entrance at 9 o'clock Saturday morning to hand out assignments. Park admission fees will be waived for the volunteers, and they're encouraging people to stick around and enjoy the park once the morning work is finished. They note it's a fantastic time to view the spring wildflowers currently in full bloom. For years, the Tomahawk Public Library has been a hidden gem here in the community. Now word is getting out around the state. The local library recently made its way onto a list of best libraries in Wisconsin. Best Things Wisconsin ranks everything from hiking trails to best farmers markets, highlighting top tens in a variety of categories. In latest rankings of best libraries in the state, Tomahawk made the cut. It was, of course, highlighted for its scenic views overlooking the Wisconsin River. Library often takes advantage of the setting with outdoor programs such as Stories by the River and their Story Walk Trail. The small town library was joined on the list by some of the larger facilities around the state, including the Milwaukee Public Library and the Wisconsin Historical Society Library down in Madison. That's a look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.